Now, as we come to chapter 11 here, here is the best course to follow for the do-gooder, for the moral man, for the man that wants to live the good life, that today wants to be neither hot nor cold, neither right nor left, but go down the middle. Here it is. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Don't be afraid of doing good, although the reward may be late in arriving. If your policy in life is to be a do-gooder, don't look for a reward. You may not get it as you go along. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. In other words, be sure and don't help just one. Help quite a few, because you may get in trouble yourself and may want to turn to them. You remember the Lord Jesus gave a parable along that line about the crooked steward, the dishonest steward. Then verse 3, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Now, rain is predicted. Carry an umbrella. It's hard to move a redwood after it falls. It's always best to have a clear understanding in the beginning, you see, before you launch a venture, because after it begins, it's very difficult to make any change, you see. Now he says, verse 4, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. In other words, you go on and carry through your program, because you can't always tell about the weather. Verse 5, as thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. Now, even today, this matter of physical birth is still a great mystery. And you do not know how the spirit will move. And the Lord Jesus said that. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof. Thou canst not tell whither it cometh, where it's going. You just cannot figure that out. And therefore, there's a great deal we don't know today. But I think great teaching is just simply this. Don't let what you don't know disturb what you do know. Now, any person knows enough to go and sit in a chair. There's a chair right here in my study, empty. I wouldn't mind moving over and sitting in it. And there's a lot I don't know about chairs. I don't know about the wood. I don't know about what went in it, how it was made, or who made it, or anything. But I know enough that if I sit in it, it'll hold me up. And that's all I need to know. Don't let what you don't know disturb what you do know. Verse 7, truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. In other words, you're going to get old, my friend. Actually, life for a senior citizen is not all that the folders say it's going to be. Now, he launches into the section in which we're going to conclude next time the book of Ecclesiastes. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Remember, young man, that now is the time to make your decisions in every category of life. It's very important that you make the right choices. How many men are living wasted lives today because it all began in their youth? Now, he's going to talk about old age in the next chapter. And verse 10 that closes this says, therefore remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. They're empty if you don't use it right. Life is a gift that's given to us. Given to us a day at a time, in fact, a second at a time. And it's a very precious gift, by the way. God doesn't give it to you in one big bunch. And you're to use it, and we are to use it for His glory. What is the chief end of man? The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.